Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
Okay, in a previous podcast, it may have been Revitalize and Replant instead of Rainer on Leadership, I asked you a 60 song title, and you've never heard of it.
No, probably not.
The one
I wasn't born.
Well, that doesn't mean you've got 60s on six on Sirius XM. So, but anyway, there one of my groups that I really, really liked in the 60s was Bill Dill and the Rondells. You remember them?
Nope.
I'm not going to play it because it probably wouldn't come very well over that. But I want you to see how big that group was, Jonathan, compared to.
Goodness gracious.
Was it like about 10 people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lot of instrumentation and
looks like a 40s band rather than a
Bill Dill had a great voice, and the song I really liked was I've been heard, yes, I've been heard like I've never been heard before.
Okay, who heard him?
His girlfriend, of course. Okay. It's a 60s song.
That's true. Everything's about breakups.
Yeah, yeah. And then country picked it up. And
people went make with fun it. Of Taylor Swift. And
who?
I will come across this table.
Yes. Yes, she's so politically correct. So a lot of pastors get hurt. A lot of pastors get deeply hurt. It is a part of the life, unfortunately, of being a pastor. We're going to talk about that. And if you're a pastor and you want to get trained somewhere, go to Midwestern Seminary.
Yeah, today's episode is sponsored by Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Midwestern offers more than 25 degrees, both at the undergraduate and master's level, that are fully attainable online. From business to Bible counseling to Christian education, you can prepare for your future at your own pace in your own location. Learn more at mbts.edu/online. No excuse these days to further your education because of the ease of access.
I know.
You had to pack up everything, move the entire family to Louisville.
Yes,
not
I
that
did.
There was anything wrong with that. It's just times have changed.
Oh, I tell you what, it was.
I have an online degree.
You sure do.
In theology.
You sure do. And I hope you'll be working on a PhD in the near future.
We'll see about that.
I know. There's a lot going on right now, but we'll see. Okay, let's talk about hurt. Let's talk about, you know, before we even get to some of the responses, you know, what are some of the things that hurt pastors the most? Criticism, really people leaving the church that's a form of criticism. Expectations not met, getting people to volunteer for ministry and you get all excited about it and no one shows up. Financial issues within the church. But the main reason that pastors get deeply hurt is personal. It is someone else in the church hurting the pastor. So what we will do today is we'll acknowledge the reality of it. We'll acknowledge the reality of this pain. And then we will talk about, okay, how do you respond to this? It's not something that will go away. It'll go away in time, but it's not something that you can make disappear altogether. So what do you do as a pastor when you are deeply hurt?
All right. First of all, you give it a few days.
It's key for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I tell you.
You tend to react viscerally sometimes when you're deeply hurt.
Yes, and it's,
I think a lot of people do that. I mean, this is not unique to Tom Rainer.
Well, it is unique to Tom Rainer. It's just some people share my uniqueness.
Well, that doesn't make you unique.
I know. But okay, in a population of 300 million.
You're more unique, though.
That is not possible to be more unique.
I know.
You can't have comparisons and uniqueness.
There's no degree of uniqueness.
You're either unique or you're not. So it is something that has been a part of my life, and it's been unfortunate. And of course, my wife has learned to live with it. She knows that there will be days, especially when I was a pastor, especially when I was president of Lifeway, that there were days where the world was coming to an end. And I did not know if I could continue one more day. I was ready to quit. I was ready to just give it up. And it didn't matter what it was at the time. She would just say, give it a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her to be compassionate and tell me that everything was going to be okay and say, I'm so sorry that you're deeply hurt. But I gave it a few days, and most of the time it went away. In the days of social media, if you give it a few days, it's likely to go away. Now,
there'd be another controversy du jour, I'm sure.
Controversy du jour.
That's sure.
That's worth a blog post.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is. And even if the controversy is not arising within your church on social media, the pattern is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
They will move on to most of the time.
Yes.
They will move on to something else. I was talking to a good friend yesterday where that was not happening.
Ah.
It was just same constant. That is rare. And of course he feels the pain of this being a constant issue, but give it a few days. What is a crisis today is forgotten in a week.
Yeah. We had a Rainer report about a month ago, that was talking about,
that's the video.
Yeah. The videos. And it was encouragement for pastors who want to quit. And even in that, I mean, this is very similar. So deeply hurt pastors sometimes want to quit. One of the things that you said in that video was that you were talking to a pastor and he was ready to throw in the towel. And it was just this issue in the church. And you talked to him a couple, he's like, look, just hang on, give it a couple days. And you talked to him like a week and a half later and he's like, oh, that's everything's fine now.
Yes.
And he was like ready to walk away.
Yes, he was.
And literally like 10 days later, you talked to him and he's, oh yeah, everything's good. Yeah, it was fine. No problem.
A number of pastors have quit. And it has been a deep regret of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them have quit in the pulpit, I quit.
Yeah.
And they've walked away. Yeah. Give it a few more days. And there may be a time to walk, but
yeah,
more times than not, you don't walk.
Yeah. And that goes back, you know, our other podcast with Mark Clifton, Revitalize and Replant, what he says is to lead, love, pray, and stay.
Yeah.
So give it time.
Yeah. I think, you know, speaking of Mark Clifton,
the man himself, I think
he just walked around the office. No, that's a delivery.
Oh, okay.
That's delivery. Okay.
There we go. All right. Well, number two. So give it a few days and then also pray.
Yes.
Not after you do that concurrently.
Yeah. Well, again, what do you do as a pastor when you have an issue that is really, really painful? Certainly, we're going to talk about working with peers. We're going to talk about working with others. But when it's all said and done, you are working with God. Give it to Him and just turn it over. I mean, look at the prophets. Look at Elisha. I mean, look at Jeremiah. Look at Isaiah and all that they went through. And they would lament.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
well, Daniel.
Daniel, my brother.
Yeah. I'm thinking of that one because he was, everything looked like it was crashing down on him, deeply hurt. And he, what does he do? Goes to the window and prays.
Yeah. Exactly. Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
Again and again, think about his afflictions.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And that's what he did. He turned it over to prayer. So we're not saying only pray when you are hurt, but especially pray when you are hurt.
All right. Number three. Also, spend time in the Word. Spend more time in the Word.
I have absolutely loved what we're doing at our church, and we're going through the New Testament in a year, which
chapter
is
a day, right?
Five days a week. I've absolutely loved spending time doing one chapter a day in the New Testament. And theoretically, the way we design in our church is you can take the weekend off. Shouldn't take the weekend off from reading the Word, but at least in this particular plan for reading. And I'm seeing things, you know, I think I've studied the Bible a good bit. I don't pretend to be the wisest Bible student in the world, but I've studied it a good bit. But I have absolutely loved this type of process. And if there's any time that I'm getting down, any time that I'm frustrated, and I just say, it's time to read a chapter. It has really, really worked, and it's worked well. So pastors, do you really believe in Acts 6:4? We will turn this over to them, and we will give our attention to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. There's a lot of reasons Acts 6:4 is in the canon.
All right. Number four, focus on Thanksgiving.
I have a tendency to focus on what needs to be fixed instead of focusing upon what God is doing. I have that tendency at Church Answers. I had that tendency at Lifeway. I had that tendency in churches where I served as pastor. And I've had that tendency with being a dad and being with a husband, where I'm saying, okay, you guys need to get your act together, and are talking to the three boys when they were boys. And not quite as overt in my marriage, but, well, sometimes yes. And instead of saying, I am so thankful for this, think how the Apostle Paul began many of his letters to the church. I thank my God for you and all my prayers with supplication and thanksgiving. And he would just get, the only time he didn't do that, well, not, I don't know if it's the only time, I better check my Bible, but I know he didn't do it to the churches in Galatia.
But he was yelling at them.
Yeah, he was. They had gone down the path of heresy, so there was a good reason for that. But look, anytime you look at a church, you're going to find, let's look at the different groups. You're going to find the critics. You're going to find the apathetic. You're going to find the less than committed, which is a degree of apathy. You're going to find a number of people, a number of different people that can just drain you. You're going to find people that just are so needy that they drain you all the time. Take a break and look at those who are doing great work for God in your church. Take a break and look at those who are reasons for Thanksgiving. Focus on Thanksgiving. Focus on what God has done in your church.
I think this would be a great staff meeting exercise. Mm. Everybody get a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And write down all the things that they've seen God do in the church or in the lives of people in the church.
That's a good idea.
In the past, I don't know, pick a day, 30, 60, 90 days, a year, 6 months, whatever. Write down everything that God is, that they can think of that God has done in the church in the last 6 to 8 months, whatever it may be.
I like that. I like that.
That right there will encourage your staff. I think it could change the trajectory of their thinking about what's going on and how God is moving in the church.
Well, I've got a blog post coming up about the thankful staff meeting.
Oh, well,
so
you're welcome for that idea.
I said I have one coming up, Jonathan, about the thankful staff meeting. So stay tuned for that. It'll be around the corner shortly.
All right. Excellent. Number five, get physical exercise.
Yeah. Sometimes the issue just simply is we're worn out physically. We're out of shape. And the thing about it is you may not want me to get physical exercise, Jonathan, because I come up with ideas while I'm exercising.
Oh, boy. The treadmill desk.
Yes. Well, not the treadmill desk anymore. The treadmill desk is no longer mine.
That's right.
I bequeathed it to Lifeway when I left.
Dr. Wagner won't let me in there to use it, though.
He won't?
I haven't asked, but...
Oh. But if I'm on the treadmill at home in the garage, especially if I'm taking a class, I love to do learnings on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. And I just get all excited. And you probably know me to text you while I was on the treadmill and saying, this is a great idea. We need to do this, the greatest thing in the world.
Yes.
It's time to move.
Drop everything. Do this instead.
Yes. Yep.
That's only happened to timer six.
This week. Yeah, you were guilty this week. It wasn't physical exercise, but you came up with the idea. Yeah, get into a habit of exercise. Get into a habit of taking care of your physical body, and it will help your perspective on being hurt.
Yeah, and a lot of times, if you're just walking, maybe, or you're on the treadmill, whatever it may be, these are times that you can pray.
Pray. Give Thanksgiving.
Give Thanksgiving. I mean, those are opportunities while you're getting physical exercise. Get the blood flowing a little bit.
Listen to the word on audio.
Yeah. I mean, it's so many opportunities to do different things while you're doing that physical exercise, especially if you're walking or running or, you know, cycling, whatever it may be, rowing, whatever your workout choice is.
I ran one time. It was about 35 years
ago. Who was chasing you?
It was about 35 years ago.
Wow. Well,
whatever.
It's okay. All right, number six, talk to your peers.
That is why Church Answers is such an incredible place.
How many times have we heard it?
What?
I would have quit, I would have bailed, and it's so good to know
that I'm not alone.
I'm not alone.
There are other people. At Church Answers.
Yes.
And it's daily.
Yes.
It is daily. this Church Answers place of consultation and coaching, got to come up with a better name. I mean, Church Answers Central is a name of it, but what it does, got to come up with a better name, because it's not
on-demand coaching and consulting,
something like that. But it's, they're experts who are there, and I'm talking about people who have years and years of experience. I'm there, you're there. Mike Harlan is there. Brad Wagner is there. Sam Rayner, Art Rayner.
Well, Dr. Wagner Jess runs Rayner. That thing.
Oh, he does a great.
He's on it.
Yeah, he does an incredible job. We bring in people who have specialties. That we've brought in Tim Songster on buildings. We brought in Tim Cool on getting your facilities updated. And it's just so many experts there. We've brought in stewardship experts. We brought in the folks from Vanderblumen to talk about staffing. And my point is this: anytime you have a question, 24/7, you can ask it there. And you'll get a response both from experts and the community. And if you don't have a specific question of expertise, you just want to say, all right, I'm going through this right now. And we see it all the time. I mean, I could pull up Church Answer Central right now, and I could just show you thread after thread after thread where people are talking about, I just need to talk about this. It's a safe place. I've never heard it one occasion where the confidentiality and the safety of Church Answers has been violated. It is just a healthy place to be. And it's one of the few places.
There's no arguments.
They don't argue it.
They don't yell at one another. They don't just.
So it's obviously not Facebook.
Yes. No. Through there. So.
We're going to have an opportunity. We're talking about the promotion of this at the end of this or now.
Well, in just a minute. So because also Church Answers does, it helps you get an objective perspective.
Okay.
Somebody from the outside can look in and objectively see what's going on and give you a non-influenced perspective on something.
Non-biased. So there are two groups, Jonathan, that will do so. Let's say you're going through this. I'm not going to name certainly not going to name the person. I'm not going to even give specificity to what he said. But this pastor was talking about doing something, and he had a good heart. And within 2 hours, there were 10 people there.
Don't do that.
Don't do this. Half of them, roughly, were peers. The other half were experts who are consultants or who have been in church life for years and years and years. And they said, let me tell you what path you're going down. And this guy came back and said, you saved my ministry. Because if I had gone down this path, and to some of us, it was obvious, but he had not been down that path
sometimes
before.
Sometimes you're too close to the situation to understand what's going on.
Exactly. And so he got that objective perspective, and it's absolutely amazing. I don't want to make this sound like some corny type of financial payoff, but for $9.97 a month, it saved his ministry.
Wow.
I mean, that is how incredible Church Answers is. So anyway, so much of the promotion about that. What do pastors do when they're deeply hurt? Give it a few days. Pray. Spend more time in the Word. Focus on Thanksgiving. Get physical exercise. Talk to peers. And get an objective perspective. And tell us a little bit more about what's going on with Church Answers.
At Church Answers, right now, we got a promotion going on where you can get into Church Answers and you mentioned it's only $9.97 a month, less than $10. You get access to the Church Answers online consultation on demand forum, whatever you want to call it there, Church Answers Central, as well as the monthly staff meetings, the video archives of all that, and some bonuses we have. We have links with all the information. I get a bonus. I think it's a resource on church guests and how to better acclimate those to your church. So some different things there, as well as the cohorts that are new that we're starting. There's two different cohorts, one for worship leaders, one for church revitalization. So if you're in a church.
And that's kind of a level.
That's another level up. But what you get is you get focused teaching for 5 months at a time, and you get another online forum just for your specific cohort. So you get focused teaching and the worship thing. Mike Harlan's running that for us. He'll be giving
the worship guru. Pastors, get your worship leaders there.
A monthly call with him. A group cohort call with Mike. And then in the revitalization, there's four different people, you, Sam, Chuck Lawless, Mark Clifton, helping
Tom
out.
Tom Rayner, Sam Rayner, yeah. Chuck Lawless, Mark Clifton.
Yeah. So doing 5 months of teaching there in the church revitalization. So just to really help drill down on those aspects of either worship or church revitalization, plus the monthly calls and all the other benefits of Church Answers too.
So you've got the one level, the entry level that we've often called Silver, which is the $9.97. And then if you get into a cohort group, you get all of that plus this cohort.
Just 5 months.
5 months. What is it, $100 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
It's highly affordable, and it's just 5 months in length.
Yep.
And boy, get your worship leader there. And for those of you interested in revitalization, come and join us as well. Thank you, as always, to Vander Blumen Search Group.
Yeah, Vander Blumen has 12 Vander Blumen differences that allow them to serve their clients better than anyone else. One of those is that theology matters. Vander Blumen staff has more seminary and theological experience than any other search firm, including more than 250 collective years of church leadership experience. To learn more about all 12 of Vander Blumen's differences, visit vanderdifference.com.
Well, thank you, listeners, for walking with us on what pastors need to do when they're deeply hurt. Keep in mind about this Church Answers promotion while it is going on. Again, $9.97 a month. It's no contract. You can cancel it any time. But I can tell you, once you get in, if you're active in that group, you're not going to want to cancel. In addition to that, the level above that, Church Answers cohort, one in revitalization, one in worship leadership. A lot of good stuff going on, Jonathan. Thank you, listeners.
One of the greatest predictors of a disciple's spiritual growth is regular Bible reading. That's why Lifeway created the Daily Discipleship Guide. This new resource in the Bible Studies for Life family contains content for a weekly group Bible study and also includes 5 daily devotions to reinforce what was learned in the group meeting. That daily commitment to reading God's Word helps create a habit that leads to discipleship. To download 4 free sessions of the Daily Discipleship Guide, visit BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. That's BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. Once again, Rainer on Leadership is a proud member of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or in your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at TomRainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together